Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. Today we're going to go through and discuss a workshop that we did, because we recorded the workshop, but the recording didn't record very well.
It was dark for some reason.
Yeah,
the lighting seemed to be adequate in the room, but
yeah,
it came out dark.
So we're re-recording our workshop on surviving the holidays,
right?
And so we're doing this and recording it as we would our typical podcast. So the format is a little bit different than what we did when we presented it as a workshop, but you know, the information is going to be the same.
It's something we do each holiday season,
yeah.
Right? We've been doing it for a couple of years now since we started the practice, and we talk about things you need to do to survive the holidays. And I don't like to think that anything is an original idea,
right?
But as we were preparing for this, it's very important that we do this talk.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason is because as I was preparing for this, I went into various sites because apparently the holiday season is a stressful time.
Who would have thunk it?
Oh. So I looked onto some websites and I came up with one. There's 41 entries of how to manage holiday stress. You know, things like 12 tips for surviving this and 8 tips for surviving relatives and 5 tips for gift.
41 tips would stress me out.
41 articles on how to survive the holidays.
Wow.
Yes, who would have thought?
Yeah.
That it was, you know, we know there are challenges.
Yeah.
In the holidays. Yeah. But I had no idea the extent to which people devote time and energy, and apparently it is very, very stressful for many people.
Right.
So we want to talk about how to survive this stress.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to talk about, we're going to go through, initially we're going to talk about some of the things that we think are the primary sources of the stress that we experience during this season, the holiday season.
Right.
And then we'll shift into some strategies for dealing with it.
Yeah, and I guess we could almost divide it into two parts, where the normal holiday stressors that most of us are going to experience, and then there's another set of stressors for people who do have mental health challenges. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The holidays can be an especially difficult and challenging time.
Right.
And we're going to talk mainly about how the rest of us are going to deal with it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're kind of putting this workshop together and everything, the stressors or the source of stressors generally fall within 3 categories.
Right.
And they happen to be the nouns, right? People, places, and things.
What is a noun? Names a person, place, or thing.
That's right.
It's like in school.
So let's talk about those three. We'll go through them in order. But the people, the places, and the things that really elicit and cause us a great deal of stress during the holiday season. And so we'll just start with people. During the holidays, we tend to have to, now that part is an important, we tend to feel we have to.
The have-tos.
Right.
We get a serious case of the have-tos.
Right. We feel as though we must interact with particular people that at any other point during the year, we don't typically interact with.
We succeed in avoiding.
Right, right.
It's because we don't have to.
Right.
Okay.
So in life in general, and those of you who have been through kindergarten know that there are 2 types of people. There are people who lift you up, and there are people who bring you down. People who help you make good choices, and people who
Is help that you that make... book? All the Things I Needed to Know I Learned
so.
In Kindergarten?
I think so.
I
if not, it should
that.
Be.
Okay.
But
right.
We learned very early on that there are people who support us and encourage us and make us better, and then there are those people who don't,
right.
who
right.
pull us down, who make us feel bad, who drain our energy, and all that. Mm-hmm. During the holidays, it just so happens, I don't know if that's the right phrase, but it is the circumstance that we have to interact with people who fall into both of those groups.
Right. there's this, the have to's, the mm-hmm. need is to be with family members.
Right.
There's something about being with family during the holidays. Right. And in many, most families have some kind of strife.
Right.
Okay. That's not unusual. So you're bringing people together who right. normally don't mix well.
Right.
Okay. But you feel the obligation that you have to be there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So whether it is, you know, you're going to go to your family member's home and you really enjoy the company of most of the people there.
Right.
But then there's that one cousin who always tends to say things and use words and sort of bring up topics that is probably not great for the kids right. to hear. And you think, man, that's really frustrating. I yeah. would rather not interact with that person.
Right.
You have then a choice to either mm-hmm. go and interact with the people that you enjoy interacting with and tolerate that person who frustrates you, or you choose not to go.
Or you don't go. That's right. You have a choice. Okay.
And we're using that the word choice there very specifically because it is important that you recognize that it is a choice. Mm-hmm. One of the recurring themes throughout this workshop is the idea that we feel obligated
That's right.
to do things. And you're not obligated when it comes to all of this that we're talking about with the holidays. Mm-hmm. You're not obligated to do any of these things.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're not obligated to go to your grandparents' house.
That's right.
You do so because you want to, but you don't have to.
Right.
Nobody's life is at stake if That's you right. don't go.
What the holidays do is they bring obligation. There's this sense of, I have to do this. And right. when you talk to people, they say, no, I have to go to my sister's. I have to go to my, right. you know, wherever. I was listening to a program the other day about a woman who was, she was 8 months pregnant, and she has a two-year-old, and this year was her year to do Thanksgiving for 23 people, you know. And I'm thinking, what a challenge that must be.
Right.
But we have this sense of obligation that we have mm-hmm. to. However, the other side of have to is you have a choice.
Right.
Okay. Now, with choice, when you make that choice, there's no perfect solution. And that's the other thing that we forget. Mm-hmm. If you decide not to go, which is your decision to make, that's your right to make that decision, there could be consequences that you would rather not deal with.
Right.
If you go, there could be consequences that you would rather not deal with. You can't have both.
Right.
It's a cake and eat it situation. But it's your decision to make.
Right.
You just have to decide which one you can live with.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, as you're entering into this to the holiday season, and you're thinking about all the different invitations that you're getting and all the different opportunities that are presented, remember that there's always a choice as to what you're.
That's right.
What you're going to do and what you're not going to do. And if you choose to put yourself in a situation that you know is likely to be frustrating mm-hmm. because there's going to be a person there or a group of people there
right.
that are going to drain you or really zap your mm-hmm. energy or zap your motivation, go in it prepared.
Right. This year in particular, we could have it could be difficult for political reasons. People are
right.
very sensitive about politics these days, and there are things brewing in Washington.
Right.
Okay, if you have relatives and you know they're going to upset you, you mm-hmm. know that you're going to walk into this place, you're going to be offended,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be insulted, you're going to be, don't go.
Right.
I mean, if it's going to upset you that much,
right.
simply don't go. It's
right.
your right not to go. You don't have to, there's no need to be angry about it.
Right.
You're just protecting yourself emotionally. You have a right to do that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, so that's people, all right?
Right.
The next source of stress are places. Places that we have to go. And again, places that we feel obligated mm-hmm. to go. On one hand, you have, well, we'll go back to grandma's house, right? You know, that could be a nice reminiscence. You go mm-hmm. there and you're thinking about, you know, when you were a child and you think about all the fun you had and everything. And that's a really relaxing and when you go there, it just feels like the holidays.
Right. Right. That's true.
Yeah.
I had that wonderful advantage that my mother's parents, they had five children. So there were the grandparents and five families
mm-hmm.
would all collect. You know, this
right.
huge group would collect at my guy. And that was really we knew that the holidays were in full swing
right.
when we went to my grandparents' house on Christmas Eve. You know, right. then we knew. I mean, that was a hallmark. No pun, no registered trademark there, but that was a hallmark of the holidays.
Right.
And it was this wonderful tradition that even as adults we look forward to bringing mm-hmm. our children to that tradition.
Right.
And it was really a joyous time.
Right.
Loved going there.
Yeah.
Can't say that about all the invitations that we got.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's those positive places that we can go and mm-hmm. that has the sight, the smells, the just the feeling that really right. embraces the holidays. But then there's the other places that we feel like we have to go right. that are much more problematic, much more stress-inducing.
Right, right.
I can like think the mall. Of,
thank you. I can think of one right off the bat.
Right. Well, you know, last week, so this podcast is going out on December 2nd. So mm-hmm. 8 days ago was Black Friday.
Well, that's right.
So Black Friday is I can't figure out if people really enjoy Black Friday or if they do it because they feel as though they have to have the savings. I'm not sure what it is, but the rush, the chaos, the craziness that is the holiday shopping season is overwhelming.
I don't know the psychology of shopping.
I don't like going to stores this time of year at all.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
Yeah. I have a hard time even going to the grocery store this time of year, just right. because it's like, you know, there's people in there. Everything is so tense.
There's a frenetic
right
hustle that mm-hmm. that doesn't feel good.
Right.
Okay. And as I say, I began to say that I don't know the psychology of shopping. What I've read is research tells us that the idea of getting a bargain is so reinforcing that it excites the whole reward system of your brain.
Right.
And I'm guessing that for some people who like to shop, most men don't like to shop.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who do like to shop, the idea of getting a bargain is very, very reinforcing.
Right.
And when you see other people doing the same thing, it's even more reinforcing. So mm-hmm. it may be that people really do enjoy. Right. I mean, I hear people talk about it. They can't wait until Black Friday.
Oh.
I mean, they look forward to it for weeks. I mean, it's a big event in their lives.
I
don't know whether it's the sale,
right.
the idea of saving money,
mm-hmm.
or if it's just that there's this communal
right.
activity that people engage in and they look forward right. to it. They have this bond, you know, yeah. the shop. I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, we have this slide up that people who are watching it on, right. on Facebook
I love this
or
slide.
On YouTube can see. It's that is what the holiday shopping season feels to me.
But what's missing there is the constant din, the noise.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Which malls and because there's music playing and there's smell and they do all that sensory stuff, you know,
right.
there's music and smells and sounds and bells are ringing and it's a cacophony. To me, it's cacophonous that there is just this overwhelms my senses.
Mm-hmm.
The sights, the sounds, the noise, the talking, the rushing around, bumping into people. There's nothing enjoyable. Well, for me, there's nothing enjoyable about that. And because of that, I avoid those places.
Right.
Some people think I'm odd mm-hmm. because they derive joy from that.
Right.
But if you don't, there's no, don't feel an obligation to go there just because it's the holiday time. If that,
right.
if it bothers you as much as it bothers me, don't go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what, and today, we don't really have to. You know, you can, just about anything you can get at a store, you can get online.
Right.
And, you know, I completely understand and appreciate the importance of supporting small businesses and those right. kind of things. But small businesses usually aren't like this.
That's right. Small businesses can be an enjoyable
right.
Adventure.
You're not talking about, you know, there's one little, what are these called? Little speech quotes, speech bubbles mm-hmm. on this slide. And it says, you know, I'm looking for chestnut sauce. And the guy that works there says, try aisle 73.
Right.
You know, how many aisles does this place have? It's, right. These are the big, massive box
stores. The big
stores.
Box stores, right. People
fighting over crackers and things like that. And it's you don't have to go to those types of places. If it frustrates you, if it stresses you,
right.
if you dig it, if that's cool, if it's okay to you, that's great.
For some people, this is just the kind of stimulation they need to get into the holiday season. By all means, go to those stores. But if it doesn't suit you, don't feel obligated. You know, you're not really going to save that much money.
Right.
I mean,
right. Yeah. So, you know, again, getting back to the places that we go, there are places that we go that are relaxing, that are, you know, nice and comfortable and really reinforce the idea of the holidays. Mm-hmm. And then there are those places that don't.
Now,
it's still not an obligation.
Right. Now, would you put certain parties? There are certain parties you want to go to.
Certainly.
And there are other parties you don't want to go to.
Right.
And you'd put those under the places category.
Well, you would have them under the places, but usually the reason that we don't want to go there is because of the people.
Because of the people. So there's that's why I asked.
Yeah, there's overlap.
A little bit of overlap. But there are parties that I get invited to that I can't wait to get there because it's people I enjoy being with. The food's wonderful. The drinks are wonderful. And I just can't wait to get there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. There are other parties that I feel like it's a torture. I really don't want to go to certain parties. Okay. So once again, you have a choice. You don't have to go.
Right.
Come up with an excuse. It's called a white lie. Okay.
Yeah.
Or if you really have to go, for example, if it's an office party,
right.
If it's your boss, okay, you can, you prepare yourself because you know it's going to be a difficult time.
Right.
So you prepare yourself emotionally, mentally, psychologically to go to the party. And you go and you make an appearance and you're charming, but you don't have to stay for the entire party. There's no obligation. So you've done your obligation, but then you leave and go do what you want to do.
Right.
And we've done that. We'll go to a party and then we'll go out for dinner or do something else later because we're dressed and we're out and we have a babysitter. And so we'll do something else with the rest of our evening that we enjoy doing.
Right.
So we've done our obligation, but then we go out and do what we want to do.
Yeah.
Maybe go to a big box store and do some shopping afterwards or something.
You know? It's like gladiators. You can go, you can have a nice meal
and
everything.
What is like gladiators?
Going to those big box stores.
Oh my gosh, it is.
It's
I don't
Roman
like
games.
Big, and if, I don't want to talk about myself here. If you don't like big box stores, I don't like big box stores any time of the year.
Right.
I mean, to me, I've never saved enough money to go to a big box store.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth $5 or $10 or $12 savings for me to go to a big, I'll pay a little bit more and go. Not only do I want to support mom and pop stores, I just am overwhelmed, sensorily overwhelmed when I go into a big box store.
Yeah.
So I chose years ago not to do it, and I don't.
Yeah.
So and at Christmas, at holiday time, it's worse. It's louder. It's noisier.
Yeah.
It's even more difficult to navigate.
So much energy.
Yeah.
The next thing. So we have people, places, and things.
Right.
And the things tend to be this battle and struggle that we have between purchasing and getting gifts for people, and just money, the financial obligations that we feel and that we take on, again, somewhat voluntarily. We feel obligated, but we aren't really obligated, but we feel obligated to buy these gifts. And so let's talk about that a little bit. The things that we buy, the things that we, you know, the money that we spend on the holidays and how stressful that is.
This to me is the most difficult to deal with. The other two I can manage pretty easily.
Right.
Those are easier decisions to make and there are many ways to deal with it. This is a much trickier, more difficult issue to deal with.
Right.
Because there are people for whom the holidays are a time to buy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time to show your love by giving somebody gifts. And the more expensive the gift, I guess the equation is the more expensive the gift, the more I like you, the more I love you. And so there's this sense that I have to buy for everybody.
Right.
People, the mailman.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all these people in your life that you feel obligated to buy things for. And then there's the even more difficult issue of you know that there are certain people who are going to gift you, they're going to give mm-hmm. you a gift. So you feel an obligation to get them a gift.
Right.
And then you get into this very complicated calculus of mm-hmm. how much are they going to spend on me because right. I should do something comparable for them.
Right.
And this, and I don't know the solution to that.
Right.
I don't know what to do about that.
Right.
If it's a family member, it's a little bit easier. And I can tell you a story in a minute about that. But for acquaintances, people you work with or people mm-hmm. you know, even good friends,
right.
when you know they're going to get you something and you feel the obligation to return the favor, that I don't have a solution for.
Right. Yeah. It's difficult. And I think, to me, it goes back to the idea that of the meaning, the purpose. Why are we getting gifts to begin with?
Right.
Okay. For me to show somebody that I appreciate them, that I value them, that I think they're important, there are dozens of ways that I can show that without spending money to buy them a gift. So I think that we have to figure out a way to balance between showing appreciation and attempting to monetize appreciation, put a monetary value on appreciation.
Don't you wish we could have a truce? Like, right. we're going to have a truce in 2017. No gift buying.
Yeah.
For adult to adult.
Okay? Yeah.
Just let's not do it for 1 year and see how it works.
Yeah.
No. But this is so difficult to navigate this one.
It is. It is. Because you do, as soon as you know, one of the things that you as you were going through the different things that we calculate as far as getting gifts and who we get gifts for, one of them that you didn't mention is that the idea that you have to be cautious because if you buy one person a gift, who's going to be upset that Saul, you got them a gift, but you didn't, the other person a gift, but you didn't get them a gift.
Right.
How do you navigate those things? And there, it's, again, as you said, there's not an easy strategy for that because the responses to those events are going to be case by case. You know, if you bought something for somebody here in the office and you didn't buy something for me, I'm cool with that. I'm fine with that. I don't care. But other people may be upset.
But that would bother me.
Right.
You know, it's a,
if you bought...
Who have I offended?
Right, right, right.
For not buying.
Oh, yeah. I see. I thought you meant that if I bought something for somebody else
no,
and...
No, no. It wouldn't matter to me at all.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the way you and I are built. You know?
Right.
And I don't do those calculations in my head, you know,
right.
about what she got and he got and how much you spent there. And, you know,
yeah.
You know, it's like Dursley again, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned that the other day about Dudley. The only thing I can think about is when it comes to family,
mm-hmm.
this is much easier.
Yeah.
Because you can talk openly about it.
Right.
You can discuss it.
Right.
Okay. There's a story in one of the tips for the holidays that I read that a particular family bought each other very, very expensive gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hundreds or thousands of dollars mm-hmm. for each person. I mean, the jewelry and expensive things. And 1 year, one of the women said, and one of the families couldn't afford to do it anymore.
Right.
They just didn't have enough money to mm-hmm. to return.
Right.
And so the woman said, just so you know, I'm not going to do that this year.
Mm-hmm.
But she did it early enough.
Right.
So she said, I'm going to make each of you something very meaningful, but
yeah.
I'm not going to buy anybody an expensive gift. But she did it early enough in the year so that everybody else could adjust.
Right.
And as it turned out, everybody did the same thing.
Right.
So that family just needed one person
mm-hmm.
to end that tradition.
Right.
And everybody got on board.
Right.
And they all made things for each other that
yeah.
year. And it worked much better.
Yeah.
But you can do that with family.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that with...
It's more difficult.
...coworkers
right.
and acquaintances.
Yeah.
And so I'm stuck on this one.
Yeah. It's difficult.
But it's a source of stress.
Right.
What we're talking about here is... These are sources of stress for the holidays. And I think it's easy with places. I think it's easy with people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit more difficult. This
right.
is a little trickier to navigate this one.
Right. So let's talk about some strategies
right.
to help prevent... Because, well, I guess what we the final link that we didn't make is that what all of this leads to is overspending. We put ourselves into finance.
Right.
If you have complete financial flexibility, it doesn't matter to you because you can buy for everybody, and it's just fine. You don't. It doesn't matter. But the real problem is that most of us can't do that.
Right.
Most of us don't have the financial flexibility to be able to buy, you know, 50 mm-hmm. or 60 gifts for the holiday season. So what we need to do is talk about some keys to avoid overspending and prevent us from getting into those circumstances.
That's one solution, is that you say to yourself, okay, I have this much money to spend.
Right.
And I think that's the first solution to this dilemma.
Right.
I mean, you can't get out of the decision-making that you might have to do with non-family members. I think it's easier to solve with family members, but for non-family members, a little more difficult. So you begin by setting a budget.
Right.
Right. You say, I have this much money to spend, and I have to spread it across this many people.
Right. Right. Yeah. And all of this takes pre-planning.
Right.
But you have to set a budget. You have to sit down either on your own or with your significant other or whoever else is involved, and sit down and come up with a plan. Who are we buying for? Who are we not buying for?
Right.
And put it on paper. You know, what I think happens is that they have that list in their head. You know, you have the list in your head, and then you're going to the store, and you're going, even if you have a plan, even if you set a budget, you do all this stuff, but if you have the list in your head, you get to the store and you say, you know, Richard would really like that. Now, Richard's not on my list, but you know what? That's something that he would really like. Now, that could be $10, $15, $20 that you're spending on something spontaneously.
Right.
And if you multiply that over, you know, a couple of people, and all of a sudden you're spending over $100 more than you had budgeted.
That's right.
And now you're starting to get into issues, now you're starting to get into places where you're going to have problems.
Right, right.
So you have to have a plan and put it on paper.
Right. Or I'd like to get this, but it's $45 more than I plan to spend.
Right.
And you have to have the self-control to control those impulses.
Right.
You know, because if not, you're going to spend a little bit more on each person. Well, if you spend $10 more on 10 people, you're over $100.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So plan ahead. Know who you're buying for. And again, the tag to all of these is going to be, and stick to it.
Right.
All right. So then, and then you have your plan, and your plan has to include a budget.
Right.
You have to know how much you're going to spend. How many people do you know that go out and get credit card, get a new credit card just for the holidays?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
What you're saying is that I know that I'm going to spend more money than I should, that I have on the holidays. That come mid-January, when the credit card bill comes due, you're going to be struggling.
Right.
You're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get yourself in that situation. Set a budget. I like the idea. Somebody came up with this idea, or I read it somewhere, that, you know, if you know that you're going to spend, you know, say $100 on gifts for whoever, and you're going out and you're going to buy for, take that money out in cash, and only spend the cash. Don't write checks. Don't use a credit card. Don't use a debit card. Just use the cash.
Did you ever hear of a Christmas club account?
Mm-mm.
Okay, years ago,
mm-hmm.
before credit cards.
Good grief!
Do you remember before credit cards?
I don't know. That's a long time ago.
People would banks would set up Christmas club accounts, and so every month you would put $10 or you would put $50.
Right.
So each month, and so by the end of the year, you had 12 times $50, and that was your Christmas money.
Yeah.
That's how much money you had to spend.
That makes sense.
Okay? Because there were no credit cards, so you couldn't, you had to have cash, okay? And so it was sort of a forced savings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then at the end, or people would put things on layaway, you know about layaway.
Yeah.
Okay, you can still do that. Okay, so you put it on layaway, you pay a little bit each month,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the holidays as the season of giving,
mm-hmm.
okay? what you have to remember, what I'd like for people to remember is it's the season of giving. And then in parentheses, give yourself a break.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't take on these obligations, mm-hmm. these financial obligations.
Right.
Because then the holiday isn't giving, you're not giving yourself a break. What it should do, the holiday should be a time where you renew, rejuvenate, restore.
Right.
And if they're becoming something else, mm-hmm. then you're headed in the wrong direction, emotionally right. and psychologically. And this is a good place when you think about giving, the season for giving, mm-hmm. give yourself a break. This right. should be a time when you do things for yourself as well.
Right.
I know that's what I'm going to do this holiday season. It's taken me a very long time to learn this.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to, first of all, take care of myself this right. holiday season.
Right.
And in doing so, I'll be able to take care of others.
Yeah.
If you find yourself extending
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
into other people, other places, and especially with other things,
mm-hmm.
It's time to slow down, take stock,
right.
and recalculate how you're approaching the holiday season.
Right.
Because you're probably going to get into some difficulty later on.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So when you're, so that those are great points and lead really nicely into this, into sort of some of the final thoughts about dealing with this overspending thing. And,
right.
and that is, you know, have a purpose. You know, you said that it's taking you a while to get here, but this is how you're going to approach
right.
the holidays. Approach the holidays with a purpose, with a
right.
with a goal, and approach your purchases the same way.
Right.
You know, if I know that a person doesn't like coffee, if I get to the store and there is this fantastic deal on this gourmet
right.
coffee basket. Mm-hmm. And this is the last person that you have to buy something for. Don't buy that.
Right. No matter how much money.
Exactly.
Right.
We get into this mindset that I got to find something that will be, that they'll like, or something that,
right.
you know, something just to, it almost feels like it's something just to get me off the hook.
Right.
Because I got you something.
Right. I you did know? That. Took care of that obligation.
Check.
Took it off my list.
Right. So instead, when you're planning ahead and you're making your list of people who you're going to buy for,
right.
make some notes about what they like, what they don't like,
right.
and get an idea about what you're going to get,
mm-hmm.
and then go to the store and buy that. I spoke with a person the other day, and she said, "I don't like shopping.
Right.
I go to buy, and then I leave."
Mm-hmm.
I go and buy what I want, what I need.
Right. That's what men shop. You go buy what you want and leave the store.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men. That's a little. There are those guys who.
They like to walk around?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know any.
You don't? Well, that's because. Oh, never mind. I was going to say.
You know the other thing? One other thing when you're doing the plan.
Right.
Okay. And I know this applies to me, and I'm sure many other people are the same way. If you're working, especially in today's marketplace,
right.
most people are overworking.
Right.
Okay. And so if you have a job and you're trying to plan your shopping list,
mm-hmm.
okay, what you're going to buy for each person, you may have to stop what you're doing
mm-hmm.
and sit down with other family members and have maybe a family meeting and decide how we're going to approach this year.
Right.
Because I can't just sit in my office and come up with ideas for people, for
right.
gifts, okay? So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to sit down with my family and say, okay, what should we get
mm-hmm.
this person? Like, I have a little grandson who's 3 years old.
Right.
I can't think about what, because I'm thinking about 1,000 other things, and I'm going to have to sit down
right.
probably this weekend or sometime next week early
mm-hmm.
enough that I can't wait until December 23rd to do this. So I have to sit.
That's what I try to do.
I have to be too late because then I have to go out and buy it. And the holidays creep up on me and all of a sudden they're here and I haven't done this planning. So do plan ahead.
Right.
And you may have to sit down, clear your head of your job and your other
mm-hmm.
obligations and just sit down and think and make a very make a plan
yeah.
about what you're going to get each person.
Right.
Then you have a little bit of time to go out and do all that.
Right.
But you have to do it early.
You
have to do that quickly.
And then just go get those things.
And get those things and stay within your budget.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Of course, the final thing that we list here as far as avoiding overspending is to be creative and just to make gifts.
Right.
You mentioned an example of that earlier, which is it's always very nice when you make something that's meaningful to that person.
Mm-hmm.
When we did the workshop, I mentioned that my brother, we're all big soccer fans,
right.
and so, but ironically enough, we all follow different teams.
Right.
And so my brother follows Liverpool, and Liverpool. They have this particular song that they sing at the beginning of their games. So I made this little thing that he can hang up on his wall that has the words to the song, and it has the Liverpool logos and mascot and everything on it. And I made that for him, got it framed, and gave that to him for you know. So really, and you know, sorry Chris, if this you know bums you or anything. I mean, it cost me you know $5 for a frame.
Right.
And the ink to print it out on my inkjet. But it was something that was valuable to him. And so when I go over to his house, it's hanging up on his wall. And, you know, because that's something that's important to him.
Displays it with pride.
Right.
Not only does it have meaning for him, but you made it.
Right.
Okay, so that's it. And that's what we should be doing. The other thing you can do is... go to an antique store or a junk store. You know that we have them. And every city has these little shops. You can find the most wonderful things in there. It's not expensive, but there's only one. It's one of a kind,
right?
You know, and if you can match the item with the person, that is another way to avoid overspending,
right?
But getting something that's really unique for people that you really care about,
right? You know? Right. So again, avoiding the stress caused by the whole notion of the imposed obligation, sometimes accepted obligation of overspending is, you know, planning ahead, setting a budget, you know, purchasing with a purpose,
right.
and of course, you know, making your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all ways to hopefully kind of pull you into that direction of making better decisions about how you're spending your money.
Right.
And thereby reducing a significant portion of stress that you'll experience during this time of the season.
Right.
This time of the year.
The time of the year.
So those are the people, places, and things.
Right.
All right. So let's talk for a few more minutes about how to have a good holiday season.
Right.
The first thing I'm going to mention is, it goes back to obligations to me. Don't get yourself hung up on the obligations.
Right.
We put ourselves in situations, we place a level of expectation on ourselves from these perceived obligations, and we need to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever have to do anything that you don't want to do. Now, kids, that's not necessary. you got to brush your teeth and eat your vegetables, but you know, when it comes to a lot of the things that we do over the holidays, you don't have to do them if you don't want to. There's always another option.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Grandma, I would love to come over and see you this holiday season for Christmas Eve, but I'm not going to be able to make it this year. Now, side note, it's because, you know, Uncle so-and-so or Cousin so-and-so is going to be there and they're going to make me crazy. You know, might not tell Grandma that part. They're saying, I'm not going to be able to make it, but you know what? I'm going to be there the day before, or I'm going to be there, you know, that night after everybody leaves.
That's
right. I'll come by another time to spend my time and everything with you.
Yeah, because, you couldn't make it for Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
But you came the next day bearing gifts, bearing food. Okay, you brought food over there. And we had a visit, just the two of us.
Right.
And it was a wonderful visit. So you don't have to be there on a particular day or at the family gathering. You can go at a private time, or you can take her out to lunch, just the two of you, or two or three of you.
Right.
Okay. So there are other ways to do this. Okay.
Yeah. So don't get hamstrung by the by perceived obligations.
Right. Right. You just have to show that you care. You don't have to show that you care on this day. You can choose the day.
And with this dollar amount.
That's
or
right.
with this,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe do something different. I know. The other thing is, use the holidays for your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have this sense of obligation, mm-hmm. and the holiday becomes an acceleration of already an accelerated schedule.
Right.
You and I put long hours in here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to use this month, the entire month,
mm-hmm.
to my advantage.
Right.
Because we're going to have some days off.
Right.
There are things that I want to do that I can't normally do
mm-hmm.
during the busy times of the other 11 months. So approach the holidays as a time to use them for your advantage.
Right.
Okay. So what do you need?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What, do you need to restore yourself spiritually? You
mm-hmm.
know, if you're a religious person and you've let some things lapse, maybe you want to use this time of year to regain some spiritual mm-hmm. foundation. If not that, what about family relationships?
Right.
If not that, what about just yourself? Okay.
Right.
Choose what is going to work for you during this holiday season.
Right.
Okay. Because it's going to make you a better person so that you will be more available to everybody in your
right.
life, whether it's your children or your partner or other family members. Okay. So think of the holiday season as a time to use to your advantage.
Right.
Okay. Whether it's family, relationships, renewal, whatever you happen to need. I think, or exercise, you know, we talk
right.
about exercise all the time. Maybe, don't wait until January 1st and make this New Year's resolution, okay, that I'm going to start this new exercise program. Do it in December. Use December
right.
to start that exercise program. So when January 1st comes, you're already got it in place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know you're going to overeat. You know you're going to drink too much. You know you're going to eat too much in December.
Right.
So use the month, the entire month of December, to set up that exercise program.
Right.
Use the entire month of December to plan what 2018 is going to look like.
Right.
Use the entire month of December to figure out what you did well in 2017. Don't wait till New Year's Eve. Start today. Start at the beginning of the month and use this month to your advantage. I always go back to our Jewish
right.
relatives who use Yom Kippur and other religious holidays
mm-hmm.
to evaluate,
right.
to renew, to
mm-hmm.
rethink, to restore, to gain perspective. This is the absolute perfect time
Absolutely.
For us to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so use this month to do those sorts of things. Use
right.
it for that purpose.
Right. Yeah, and it's always important, and I like the idea of renewing and rejuvenating mm-hmm. because, you know, we take on so much stress, and we take
right.
on so much stress all year long, and then we double it up during
it gets
know,
worse.
These last 2 months of the
right.
year, and just take some time for you. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we mentioned this on a previous podcast. We recently started walking
right.
3 days a week. We go, we meet early in the morning and we go for a walk.
Embarrassingly early. We're probably going to be arrested someday for what are they
called? Oh, man.
Peeping.
So peeping. We're not peeping anyway, right?
No, we're not.
What are
those two guys doing in the neighborhood?
That's right. Know? But what's, this is a side note, and it really is only relevant for people who live in this area, but we go walking on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Well, we went early Wednesday morning, and then later that day, there was a news report that came out that there was two acid bombs found around the lake
where
that
we walked. We walked right by that area. So we don't know whether they were intended for us or not.
I don't think so.
But
if they were, they were late.
They're not going to get us.
No
one's going to be.
We're out. The early birds. there are no birds up over here.
We're the trailblazers.
There was a bunny out there this morning, so that was nice.
Right. That's right. He was pulling an all nighter.
But he was recovering.
Right.
It was weird. He had a red drink with a celery stick in it. It was I don't know what he was doing. But again, the idea is. We started that recently because this is the time it's like, okay, let's focus on, for me to be able to take care of other people, I have to be able to take care of myself.
That's
and
right.
if I'm not taking care of myself,
mm-hmm.
today is the best day to get started.
Right.
It doesn't have to be January 1st because that's when we do New Year's resolutions. These are the months, these are the times that you're reflecting back, you're thinking about what's going on, you're thinking about what's important to you.
That's right.
And you're making plans. And as you're making plans, if you decide, this is what I'm going to do, start now.
That's right. Start right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't put it off until January 1st, because what will happen is that's another month and a half or 2 months of rehearsing the old stuff that you don't want to do, and it's going to make it even more hard, more difficult for you to be able to make that adjustment.
Right. That's right.
So do it now. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself. And we mean that physically, emotionally, psychologically, socially. Take care of yourself. Be around the people that make you feel good, that lift you up, that support you. Mm-hmm. Go to the places that make you feel comfortable and make you want to come back.
That's right.
And get things that show your appreciation for people in a way that, A, shows them that you appreciate them, but B, doesn't put you in a bind. That doesn't make you struggle and suffer for 6 months or 12 months that follow.
That's right. That's right. And don't do it angrily. Many people approach the holidays and say, by God, I'm not going to do that this year.
Right.
I'm not going to take it. I'm not going. Don't approach it that way, because that just adds to your stress.
Right.
Approach it as, what do I really need to do to make this the best month of the year, the best month, the best December that I've ever had?
Right.
What do I really need to do?
Right.
Spend a little time thinking about that, quiet time, of what do I want this month to look like?
Right.
Okay. And then make that happen. Mm-hmm. Okay. And put people, places, and things. Think about those three categories. But what do I need to do this month?
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're certain that if you do that, if you approach the holidays from these perspectives, you're going to have a happy holiday.
It's going to be much better. It's going to be a better year.
Right.
Okay. And 2018
is
going to be a better year, because you've spent the time really, really figuring out what you really need to do, what your life should really look like.
Absolutely.
And spend this month taking care of those things.
Absolutely. So, all right. Anything else?
No.
All right. So that is it. We hope that you have a happy holidays. We'll still be here doing podcasts. We're going to be recording podcasts for next week, in the next day or so.
Right.
So we will be here. But, you know, have a happy holidays.
Make it happen. That's right. Make it a happy holiday. And you'll do that by thinking carefully about what things happened this year that you'd like to change, and how you'd like to do things differently. Begin those changes now. Don't wait until January 1st.
Absolutely. So, all right, that's it for us today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.